Welcome to the Yemei Retzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sara Malka Reichman, and today we're going to be learning together about the Yud Gimel Midot, the attributes of God, which are first revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu as a response to a request that he makes following the sin of the golden calf, the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, Hare'eni na et kvodecha, please reveal your glory to me. Hashem responds to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ra'ita et achorai ufanai lo yero. You will only see my back, not my front or my face. The Nefesh HaChaim and others explain that it is impossible to ever know the essence of God. Instead, we can understand only the attributes of God through which he behaves towards us, towards this world. Those attributes are revealed in the Yud Gimel Midot. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin, tells us about a special pact that was made at that moment. Brit Kruta, the Yud Gimel Midot, She'inan Chozrin Rekam. Hashem promised that there was a covenant with Am Yisrael that whenever, as a congregation, as a tzibor, Am Yisrael will recite the Yud Gimel Midot as part of their repentance, their prayers will not be ignored. They will not be left empty-handed. And a question that I had about all of this is, how appropriate is this as part of our repentance? When we're standing before God on the Day of Judgment, or more accurately, on the Day of Atonement, on Yom Kippur, would it not be more appropriate for us to stand and talk about our attributes rather than God's? God, it's true, I used to have a temper, but I am actually patient now. God, I used to be selfish. I worked on myself. And one could say, not just that you, Hashem, are a Rav Chesed, but I too have done great acts of kindness. I'm wondering why it is that as part of our repentance, or perhaps at a certain point in our prayers, really the focus of the Yom Kippur service at Ne'ilah becomes the Yud Gimel Midot, as well as, of course, during the entire period of Slichot. Today we'll focus on the Yud Gimel Midot as part of the Yom Kippur service. There's another fascinating question that revolves around a machloket, a disagreement among the Chachamim about whether Hashem is part of the Yud Gimel Midot or whether it's actually an introduction. We're calling out Hashem's name twice, and then we begin to describe the attributes of Hashem. There's a fascinating mamar in the Sefer on Yom Kippur in Pachad Yitzchak, where Rav Huttner addresses this. And he says that we all feel, we hope, a certain closeness to God during this time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as Chazal teach us, Dirshu Hashem b'Yimatzo, Kiru b'Yoto Karov. We should seek and approach God while he is close to us during this particular period of time. He says it's not just a feeling, but rather prayer is qualitatively different at this time of year, since it is the prayer of tshuva. It is not regular prayer. And to support this idea, he reminds us of a chazal quoted by Rashi, where, as an introduction to Hashem's telling Moshe Rabbeinu about the 13 attributes, Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu in a vision as a shaliach tzibor, as the leader of the prayers, wrapped in a talis, so that he can demonstrate to him how to say the Yud Gimel Midot in a time where Am Yisrael needs forgiveness. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to pray. Certainly, he did not need to take a course, Prayer 101. However, explains the Pachad Yitzchak, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, which teaches us that the reason that it says Hashem twice is because the first one refers to Hashem prior to chet, prior to the commitment of sin, and Hashem after a person has sinned. That is the expression of the second Hashem. What does this mean? The name that is mentioned in the Yud Gimel Midot, or as an introduction to the Yud Gimel Midot, the Shem Havaya, the name of the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, is not actually an attribute in the same realm of other attributes that have expression in the human world. For example, when we say Hashem is Rav Chesed, Chesed is something that we can relate to in the human experience. The Shem Havaya refers to creation, Yesh Me'ayin, creation where there is something from nothingness. This idea of creation ex nihilo has no expression in the human experience, and so it could be referred to not by a name of a quality, but only by the name of God itself. That is the first Shem Hashem. The second Shem Hashem is after there is sin. Really, in its essence, the world has no power to exist once its purpose has been undermined by sin. And therefore, the moment that there is sin, we need, or what exists is, the power of tshuva in the world. And the creation of a reality where a person continues to exist in the world after sin is committed is creation ex nihilo as well. This requires a new creation. This is the creation of the midat ha-tshuva, the ability to repent and fix that which is broken. That is a new creation. That is the Shem Havaya as it appears the second time. The power to create a world in which tshuva can exist and humanity can exist post-chet. The human being has to be created anew. Now we can understand the machloket about whether Hashem Hashem is actually part of the rest of the Yud Gimel Midot. Hashem Hashem, we are saying, is the reality that creates the space for the rest of the Midot. After there is the possibility of tshuva in the world, now we could have a God who is Erech HaPayim. Now we could have a God who is waiting for the person to repent. Now we could have a God who is merciful towards a person because he doesn't deserve what he will receive. He needs mercy rather than strict judgment. All of this is able to exist. All of these midot come into play. These attributes have application only after this creation of a world of tshuva, a world that exists post-chet. Now we could hear about the kel. Kel describes the power of God, sometimes the power of God within the realm of chesed, to be able to give chesed in a very powerful way. Racham, that he is mercy. Chanan, he gives even when we are undeserving. Rav chesed is the attribute of bestowing kindness, not only in a limited fashion to those who merit, but even to those lacking their own merit, Rav, to the multitudes. Emet is to reward those who do his will. Notzer chesed, Hashem preserves the chesed that a person does in order to reward it. La'alafim, according to Rav Pinkas in his book, he says la'alafim is something that limits chesed as a kindness. La'alafim means that it will not be the kindness will not be bestowed and dispensed indiscriminately on all evil people, because that would actually perpetuate evil. Nose avon v'pesha v'chata, Hashem can bear sin, which means Hashem will not punish at once, but Hashem will stagger punishment, mitigate punishment, as he did during the chet ha'egel, the golden calf, the chet of the spies, the sin of the meraglim in the desert. He can stagger it so that humanity and individuals can continue to exist. V'nake, he can purify the person from sin. Now that we've discussed attributes of God as they relate to our tshuva service, we return to the question of why we are focusing completely on God. After all, we are the ones who have sinned. We are the ones who need atonement. The traditional service or the avoda, the labor that we do in Elul, the days leading up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is that of avodat hamidot. We work on ourselves, we work to improve our character and our masim, our deeds. There's a very different kind of approach that we find a lot in Chassidut, and I believe its source is earlier, and certainly its source is in the specific words used in our Yom Kippur prayers. And that is the idea that we cannot possibly fix everything on our own. So rather than coming to God with a checklist that says, oh, I worked on this particular attribute of mine this month, and now I used to neglect this particular mitzvah, but now I do it, coming to Hashem with a checklist saying, okay, here I am, I'm approved, I've done tshuva. The focus rather is on coming to Hashem in a time that he's close to us and asking him to draw us near with an approach that says, Hashem, I can't do it all on my own. I can't. I cannot possibly fix all that has been broken, but you're here and I want to come closer. So you do it, Hashem. You draw me near. And there's a beautiful Torah and idea put together by Rav Yisachar Dov Belz, in which he quotes the Or HaChaim, who quotes the mitzvah to return a lost item, Hashev Tishivenu, and he says that the ultimate returning to someone that you could do is to return their soul to them, to help them repent, to help them do tshuva. There's a halacha regarding returning lost items that says that if somebody is a sage, and it would be beneath his dignity to say, bend down and pick up a multicolored children's ball and go return it to the person, then he need not return the item. The Rambam says, well, that is true. A person could be acting lifnim shirat hadin, beyond the letter of the law, and can return that item. And this halacha is referred to as zakin lo lichvi chvodo, an older person or a sage. And Rav Yisachar Dov Belz points out the ultimate zakin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just as it may be beneath the dignity of that older person or sage to return that lost item, so too, if a person has degenerated morally and sunk to a low spiritual level, it's true it may be beneath the dignity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go down to that low down place and extricate the person from there. Still, we say again and again in our Tefillah Yom Kippur, Mitznaheg b'chassidut, Hashem acts with chesed and goes beyond the letter of the law to pull that person up from the depths and draw him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard this idea from Rav David Goldwasser. And therefore, at this ultimate moment, the last moment on Yom Kippur, when we're reciting the Slichot and the Yud Gimel Midot again and again, we focus not on what we've accomplished. Because really, in the big realm, you know, in the great heavenly realms, what really have we accomplished? But what we can focus on is the endless mercy of God, who is willing to present himself in a manner that we can draw close to, who is willing to pull us out of the depths and bring us closer to him. May Hashem listen to the Yud Gimel Midot as recited by all of Am Yisrael around the world, sweetening decrees and giving only good decrees to Klal Yisrael and each individual this year. Gemar Chatima Tova. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of their beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Rasa Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Rafael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/YR for a list of our daily sponsors.